So, coming to my final site, what are you going to do about it? I think what we need to do as a group, as it were, is insist that all the work we've done on improving outcomes guidance over the last 10 years is mandatory in commissioning. We've all put a lot of work in. We rely heavily on it. We should make it a fact that that must form part of the commissioning process. Not advise the commission, not, you know, give some sort of scenario, but form part of the contractual agreements that actually occur. I think you, as teams, need to identify what you think of your workload sits within the specialised the national service definition set and work out how safe you are in certain areas and how unsafe you are in others and try and think who's going to pay for that and how it's going to be done. And be aware of the issue because you may find yourselves having to discuss it. So identify what parts of your pathway are currently commissioned by whom in your area, as well as identifying within your current workload what's commissioned by whom. Identify what parts of hospital consultants. Now, this is a very important thing. I think if I'm a GP, and I've got friends that are GPs still, I know you find it hard to believe, but it's true. I still do have a few GP friends. What they say is, I'm a doctor, you're a doctor. If I'm going to discuss commissioning and try and understand the service, I'd rather have you round the table discussing it with me, what you mean by a laparotomy for this or a breast biopsy or whatever it is. I want to know what's actually involved in there to make sure I commission that, to make sure I'm getting the best for my patients. So I think hospital clients must get involved with the trust and in particular encourage GPs to be themselves involved in the commissioning process, insist that provider doctors in the trust are at the commissioning table. So these are the things which I think you should definitely be doing.